that could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, deep energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me, but I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be your fantasy. Tell me how you want it. 3, 2, 1, and I'm on it. Feel good, don't it? Hood bitch, fuck you in a bunny. I'ma bust it on the pole like honest. Aren't you being honest? Pussy juicy, mini made, but can't do it one mini man. Not a side or a main. I'm the only bitch he entertain. Spending his mind in the bank. I like what I see. A boss like you need a boss like me. Daddy from the street, so he move low key. Tryna rock that mic like karaoke. On the count of three, bad bitch, you get money. Broke niggas to the left, we don't want it. I'm the one these bitches hate, but they can't get past. Pretty face, no waist, and a big old ass, huh? Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, deep energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me, but I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. How you want it? 3, 2, 1, camera rolling. Do it slow motion. Real bitch, the mother hoe bone. All they big talk, lotto put them on it. Aren't you being honest? Yeah. Lingerie, Dolce, blindfold. Tie me to the bed while we role play. Can't skill foe play, kid a pussy cold case. I'm a boss bitch, but tonight we do it your way. On the count of three, bad bitch, you get money. Broke niggas to the left, we don't want it. If you ever see me broke, I'm probably rocking the cast. Pretty face, no waist with a big old bag, huh? Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, deep energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me, but I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy.
All right, that was a good song to kick off my show. My name is Anita B, and Sam Squanch's Hideaway is what is happening right now. Yeah, I've been doing my show since, God, I've been thinking about that. I'm going to say around 2003. That's when I started. I think I was like sort of filling in. And then I shared a show with this guy called Canada Way. We split it. I did like, I'm gonna say like 1 week. He did 1 week. It was all Canadian music. And then yeah. So far in 2024. It's been about 20 years. Excuse me. Yeah. Here I am. And my show's every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. All right, that right there is Lotto, L-A-T-T-O, with Big Energy. I think Lotto's from LA. Let me just make sure. I do know the following. The name comes from mulatto. So, you know, like the term mulatto, M-U-L-A-T-T-O. That's what she was known as prior. No, I lied. She's from Atlanta. Of course she's from Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia. Now the show Atlanta, if you've never seen it, is like one of my favorite shows. So good. So I don't know. I just got triggered to tell you about, if you need a show to watch, it's a little bit older now. It's no longer running, like, you know, new episodes, but, so good. That's just what reminded me of that. All right. Oh, but what show am I watching now? I am now watching True Detective season 4, speaking of shows, and oh my God, it is like the best thing I've seen so far, maybe ever. So I just finished 2 episodes. It's an HBO show. And it features Jodie Foster. It's so awesome. The setting is like very far north in the Arctic in Alaska. We're in the period of the year, I think it's like 4 days of darkness, they keep referring to it as. And there's some murders. And it's so creepy. And it's so good. And each episode is like an hour-ish, at least. Like an hour, maybe 2 minutes, an hour and 5 minutes so far. And I'm just saying that because I am a person who always needs show recommendations. Like I'm always into trying to find a new show and whatnot. So, and I haven't seen anything good lately. Like I'm now just kind of recycling old shows, you know, I'm just like, I don't know. I was into something and then it went away and then I like finished it. Oh, I was into, The Americans. Oh my God. That blew my mind. That is tied perhaps with The Sopranos as my favorite series ever. Maybe better. So if you don't know about, well, by the way, welcome to TV Review with Anita B. what was I going to say? If you have never seen The Americans, it ran up until like 2018-ish. I think it started in 2013. And it's got Carrie Russell from, I guess, Felicity, which I never really watched, and some Hawkeye, who is her real-life husband, fun fact. And it takes place at the end of the Cold War in the States. And oh my God, so good. They are Russian spies, like posing as Americans. Oh my God, so great. Okay, that's that. All right, let's get into some more music. Yeah, so we're going to move on and listen to something from the Sacramento, California band, the Groovy Ghoulies. Love those guys. Are they still around? Nope, they are now defunct. All right. But they had been around since like 1983. Oh my goodness gracious. We're going to hear a cover of theirs and it is called, what happened here? Yeah. It's Pet Sematary, so it's the Ramones, of course. Pet Sematary, it's a cover by the Groovy Ghoulies. I don't know what else to tell you except keep listening. I'm here till 8, and I'm Anita B. Make sense? I think so. Okay, cool. Let me just make sure we're all set up here. Yes, we are. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I don't want Distinction on the tracks. Why wait one night?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's a pleasure to be with you all tonight. I've discovered a little bit of new music, and I've just played some of it for us. The Lemon Twigs, that is a band that was formed in 2014. They're from Long Island, and we heard something from their latest, greatest, just new record, like released 2024, the title track from My Golden Years. Before that, we heard something from, this is interesting, these guys, I'll be honest, I don't know anything about them. I just discovered them, and they were formed in 1977. I'm a little bit slow on the draw. That is A Certain Ratio. We heard the single All Comes Down to This. That is also new. Those guys, did I tell you they're from England? So they're from, I'm going to say like, Greater Manchester, quote unquote, Greater Manchester. And they're four piece, or at least in the pictures it looks like they are. But it looks like they've had a like rotating cast of characters. And they've just put out a new record, or at least a new single, right, that we just heard. In there before that, we heard Slater Kinney. Oh my God, if I could name a band that so influenced me in my 20s, it would be that band. Their first record came out in 94, and they just released another one. This is also new. It was released on the 19th of January. Today is only the 20th, so like 5 days ago. Sadly, they are without Janet Weiss. So you have Carrie Brownstein, of course, from Portlandia. Corin Tucker, Janet Weiss. Those three were the ones who kept it together forever. And then Janet Weiss left a few years ago. I think it was 2019 or so. She's such a good drummer. And she has her own side stuff going on too, of course. But her drumming influenced me so much. Like, I don't know. When I started my midlife crisis with drum lessons, it was influenced mostly by her. I just wanted to be Janet Weiss. And I was playing a lot of drums there for a while. Actually, I was in a band too, as a matter of fact. I'd been in a band before, but I was mostly the bass player. There you go. That is new. The album we heard that new song from is called Little Rope. All right, are we good? It's 6:58. I have an hour and 2 minutes with you guys, and we're going to move on and listen to some more stuff. What do I have for us? Oh, let's see. What do I have for us? Good question. Okay, let's see. I think I'm going to have... Pissed Jeans. That's what we have. So we're going to hear something for the band Pissed Jeans. These guys are heavier. They're not in my typical sort of, vocabulary, if you will. But this song is good, and this is just sort of on the cusp of, like, Anita-worthy music, if that makes sense. So let's listen to this band, Pissed Jeans. I think these guys are on Sub Pop. I should know this. Let me very quickly confirm. Pissed Jeans. I feel like they were a Sub Pop band, but let me just double-check here again. Okay, one sec, folks. All this stuff here. Yeah, they are. I'm right. Woohoo! I should play Rock and Roll Jeopardy. I might do okay. Let me stop talking about my skills. I sound like Napoleon Dynamite. And let's get moving on. The name of the song. With Pissed Jeans here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Spark in the divided breath, wreck just about everything. I don't worry, I don't feel no pain. Wash gum drip off the wind. Earth people, we come from a people, we come from a universe of love. Earth people, we come from a universe.
looked in the mirror. So many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. I heard no echo. There was distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. Found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we just heard something new from Blur. Wow, I'm playing a lot of new stuff, aren't I, tonight? So that was released in July of 2023, which, yes, officially here at CITR qualifies it as being new. That would be 6 months. Blur, of course. This is like their eighth studio record. I can't believe that. Damon and Company, Damon Albarn. He's such a pretty boy. Actually, speaking of pretty boys, I'm gonna be playing soon enough some Handsome Boy Modeling School. I just remember Damon went out with Justine from Elastica. Maybe I'll play some Elastica later. And I just adore Elastica. Like, huge, huge influence on me as a person and as a person who played in bands. Blur. New record, new song. That's called the Ballad of, or sorry, the song is The Narcissist. The record is called The Ballad of Darren. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Calgarian Chad Van Galen, also new music. That was released in October of 2023. It's an EP. It's called Split EP. It's with Astral Swans or something. Let's see. I don't know. Astral something. But we heard the song by Chad Van Galen called Earth People. And then before that, we heard something from Last Century, 1998, Hayden. Hayden from the Toronto region, who I like had such a crush on back in the 90s. Like, you have no clue. I was living at my parents' house, actually, in like the mid-90s. I'd finished university. I came home. And I remembered having, I very clearly remember having a Hayden poster on my wall. I think I was 24 or 25. And what a babe. He was famous for living in his parents' basement and sort of recording his early stuff. He's like the same age as me. And anyways, yeah. What else can I tell? Oh, this is interesting. I read about Hayden. Is that this I did not know. In like 2009, or actually 2010, it was mistakenly reported all throughout like the media that Hayden had died. Can you imagine? People think, however, that the confusion was that this other guy named Hayden Neal, who was a Canadian R&B singer, had just died in real life. And so people confuse that with him. There you go. And Hayden is known as being very super low-key. I've seen him play shows at least a couple times. And he just does very like small sporadic little tours. He doesn't do much promotion at all. And that's his deal. And he's cute. I haven't seen him lately, so who knows. But that is what we just listened to. Yes, we did. Okay. Ooh, should I do some news? Not news. Let's do some weather. I can give you some news. What's new? Three guys sadly died in a helicopter ski accident. Well, helicopter accident as they were trying to take them to ski. That's my news. I teach social studies, and every day a different student comes up with the current event of the day. So they have to go find something, and then we try to talk about it. So anyways, okay, let's do weather. I'm not a teacher at the moment. Let's see, weather, Vancouver. Let's see what's happening here. Maybe I'll give you some snow report. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, today is January 24th. It's a Wednesday. I don't know how it's 2024, but it is. Okay, so today, or tonight, let's say tonight, overnight, the low is, what is low? It looks like really high. Steady, what is this? The overnight low is like 7 degrees. That's ridiculous. Okay, that's so warm. Tomorrow is Thursday. Here's what we got. I might as well not, you know, differentiate the days because it seems to be all the same. So we've got rain for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Rain at least on this, 6-day forecast. And the highs range anywhere from 9 to 13. I also saw on the news this morning that Sunday's high of 13 is going to be a record high, if not tie record, something like that. That's ridiculous. It is January, people. Like, what's happening? And then what, like a week and a half ago, we had like record lows? I don't know. So anyways, let's just, okay, that's Vancouver's forecast. Let's do a little snow forecast. Snow report. Let's go to Cyprus because, you know, I work there and I ski there. I will be going to Whistler again soon. I just went to Whistler this past weekend and the snow was actually quite good. I 2 days skied Saturday, Sunday, and it was pretty awesome. Did a lot of crystal chair. If you know Whistler, crystal chair. That's on the Black side. Sorry. That's on the Blackcomb side. So when I say Whistler, I really mean, well, you could either be Blackcomb Mountain or Whistler. And I spend more time on the Blackcomb side. And that's a fun little chair. Anyways, a lot of nice sort of groomers, a lot of carvers. Okay, let's take a look at Cyprus. Let's go to the bottom lift. That's always good. Because, of course, with elevation, people, it gets colder and snow. You have more snow at the top. So But again, let's see what's at the base of Cyprus, because, you know, you got to start there. And according to this forecast, including tonight, rain, Thursday, rain, Friday, rain, Saturday, rain, including heavy rain, Sunday, rain, heavy rain, Monday, heavy rain, heavy rain. Oh, my God. This is so sad. I think all the snow will be washed away. Good Lord. Okay. Serenity now. Okay, it's 7:22. Oh, did I also tell you I broke my arm? I broke my arm and I broke a rib. This is just updates on your host, Anita B. New Year's Eve, I curbed myself. Nice, huh? I tripped over a trailer hitch that obviously I didn't see as I was heading toward the sidewalk. And I was kind of running, too. I was in a rush. Catapulted myself, landed right on like a left rib. And as I was going down, I was like, oh, this is going to be broken. And it, oh, not fun. And I also threw my arm out to, I suppose, catch my fall, break my fall. And I ended up chipping the rotator cuff bone, that top part of my bone off. But it's all, the arm is a very mild situation. That's the rib that hurt more, but the arm still kind of hurts. And I never had to wear it in a cast. So that's good. I'm trying to be positive. I'm reporting back that I'm able to ski. I'm taking it easy, though. The doctor said, just don't fall. And I'm like, well, like I can just choose not to fall. Like, you know, so, okay, whatever. All right. It's 7:23. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, I've got something from a band called Saw. Oh, no. What did I say? I've got Dill the Giant. That's what we have. We've got Dill the Giant. Let me make sure I've got this all set up. Dill the Giant. Dill the Giant. Boom. Okay, what do I got? What song do I have here? Dill the Giant. I've got Morning Dew. That's what I have. A little slow here, folks. Morning Dew. Not Mountain Dew, but Morning Dew. Okay, here we go. As I talk to myself. What can I tell you about Dill the Giant? How about I come back and we'll talk about them in a bit. This is a great song. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. And this right here, folks, is Dill the Giant.
Now for them things down at the past, it makes you even appreciate a lot of things them where you have in front of you in the future, you see? Yeah.
I'm the type to touch a fire before it gets burnt. Less learned, most who I aspire to on desk earn checks earn. Working like the Amish with the best churn. Niggas talking smoke, dog, my gully got the best fur. Winnipeg a Western, burning for the veteran. Who next turn? All them girls stand for a line up in the restroom. I break a broad vibe and keep it gliding with the best zoom. Chest moves, always meditate before you let loose. Knock a couple more arrows, lay down the rest too, no rescue. Don't be no hill dog, yo, I'm with the best troop, you less view. Yo, we let you breathe that oxygen, feeling like your chest grew. Blessed dude, yeah, I said blessed dude. Watering the plants like the rest do. Morning water like the rest do. People smile when they lie. Wow. I can see it in their eyes. Wow. Life's a bitch, then you die. So I gotta get mine. Aw, oh, shit. Niggas out again, steady wildin', mobbin'. Niggas all stolen out from the island. Them let the mind of man major, my dude never side with them. Tighten up my circle of view, like I've arisen and they siphonin' your energy. Can't pretend to be the friend of me. Used to go way back, I stole them bikes with them. Ain't worth the fight with them. The bag ain't big enough to book a ticket. Nobody gives a shit about the rick you got pinched with. Silence, crickets, you can say my team won. I hit the wickets. People smile when they lie. Niggas on trial till they die. I'm influencing your style with a little peace of mind. Your piece of pie big enough for my taste. Jesse Owens in the race. I'll be the first to lick your shorty. You can say I'm horny with a buck wild case. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. People smile when they lie. Wow. I can see it in their eyes. Wow. Life's a bitch, then you die. So I gotta get mine.
So I need you can even look even further.
To make a home, whatever you call it, though I'm painting with a broader stroke. The common folk wouldn't understand it. Times we took for granted, unclip the bra strap, one handed. How to solve that? I just want the ball back, now hold it. Gave my cousin all the phones, so nowadays I ain't get no callbacks. This for those who learned the hard route. Fuck with this song about real life drawn out. Let me paint a vivid picture with you. I am the original DJ Jazzy J from the mighty, mighty Zulu Nation.
Okay, first, say my name is original scratch creator, Grand Wizard Theodore.
For those who don't know, I started back out in 74. Afrika Bambaataa, Disco King Mario, Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, and, you know, some of the pioneers that did it back then, you know?
Hip-hop is universal, man. It all depends upon what you do.
Hip-hop is like what you would call the bastard child of a lot of different forms of music.
I just feel good that a lot of rock bands are like recognizing, you know, the culture.
We used to play these beats because they used to drive us on the dance floor.
And people don't really know that as a rock record until, like, the guitars come in and stuff like that.
We didn't have no hip-hop beats back in the days. We had to take it from everywhere we can get it from.
They're just trying to take it to another level.
That's what keeps...
When you have talented young men making music, it's something. But when they're all from the one family, well, it's worth hearing. And what's more, they're brothers as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, check it out, y'all.
Although you have not used your charge account for some time. It is filled at your service and provides a way to purchase some of the new clothes you may need. Our spring dresses, suits, and coats are beautiful, and the values unusually good.
Check it out, George. Check it out.
Hey, rock and roll, never ever hip hop like this.
Check it out, George. Check
hey, rock and roll, never ever hip hop like this.
Check it out, George. Check
hey, rock and roll, never ever hip hop like this.
Check it out, George. Check
hey, rock and roll, never ever hip hop like this.
Check it out, George. Check
hey, rock and roll, never ever hip hop like this.
Check it out.
But the show can't hide, sucker MC. Sucker MC. Yo, 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 hold up, hold up, hold up. Cut this off. Throw on something funky. Throw on something funky.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is the Canadian duo Soft Cult. That is also a new song just released. Let's take a look here. Recently. Well, it's considered new. Now, they are from Kitchener, Ontario, and they're actually twins. They are Phoenix and Mercedes Amhorn. Awesome stuff. I went to school very close to Kitchener. I went to the University of Guelph. And that's that. All right, cool. So, very new and cool. Before that, we heard something from 1999. So, we're getting back into the last century. Handsome Boy Modeling School. Those guys are a bunch of like hip hop producers. With the song Rock and Roll Can Never Hip Hop Like This from the album So, How's Your Girl? And then from the Winnipeg rapper, we heard Dill the Giant from the album Weed Man Son, Morning Dew. The time is 7:38 and I'm here until 8. My show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And let's take a look. How does our calendar look? When shall I be back? I mean, it's just such a weird thing. You do a show every second week and it's like, kind of like when I go to the dentist. This is like an interesting sort of sort of thought. And that is when I go to the dentist, get my teeth like, I don't know, cleaned every 6 months or whatever. I'm like half a year older and I'm like, what has happened to my life in the last 6 months? And life is just, you know, stuff is always changing, new developments, new phases, whatever. Who knows? So I guess when I'll be back at my show in 2 more weeks, it'll be already like, what, February 7th? Yes. All right. Okay. What do we have now? Let's move on to the Thermals. I love these guys. These guys, I would have to categorize as one of my top five favorite bands. They're out of Portland, three-piece. When I say they are, like currently, I don't think the Thermals are around anymore. Why don't I just Google that very quickly? The Thermals. And I have a feeling, yeah, it says right here, they were an American indie rock band from Portland, Oregon. Now, when did they? Yeah, okay, so they, it's not too long ago. They were active 2002 to 2018. They were on a couple of my favorite labels ever. Kill Rock Stars, awesome label out of Olympia, Washington. Sub Pop, oh my God, as well as Saddle Creek. So they were always a three-piece, and it was Hutch and Kathy on bass, so Hutch Harris, and then the drummer. I don't know his name. But there you go. Okay, so let's take a look. What do I have for us? I have the song. Hold on a second here. It's right here. Oh, yeah, You Dissolve. We're going to be listening to that from the album We Can See. And, when was that album released? Well, I'll come back with that. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is just wrapping up. We just heard some really awesome stuff from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs featuring Perfume Tree. The song was Spitting Off the Edge of the World, and you can find that on their album Cool It Down. That's the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Of course, Karen O in there before. Not before, but Karen O fronting the band. It is 7:53, by the way. We played Elastica. That was kind of a response to me playing Blur because, you know, Justine and Damon, they were quite the couple in, I don't know what, like the 90s. So Stutter, I think that's from 94, that album, which is called, well, it's self-titled. And that's one of my favorite songs of Elastica's, Stutter. We also heard Needles and Pins in there with the song Only Call Me When You're Drunk. And you can find that on their album Shamebirds. And that was released around, I'm going to say 2015 or so. Those guys are local, two guys and a girl. So actually, Macy, if you like burritos, tacos, head on down to Budgie's because she owns that place. She's a drummer, as I mentioned. And good food, reasonable. And it's on, it's where, yeah, that's right, Kingsway almost meets Maine at that sort of triangle section. Yeah. Okay, so I'm out of here pretty much. It's been a good show. I've played a lot of music. Like, well, obviously. But I've played a lot of new music, is what I meant to say. And a lot of female music, as I'm looking through my stats here, as well as Canadian. So that's good. All right, I'll be back in 2 more weeks, and I'm going to leave us right here with something from the Vancouver band Woolworm. It's a great song. It's called Useless. I've seen these guys live. They put on a good show. Yeah, it's 7:54. I'll be back, like I said, in 2 weeks. And y'all have a good night. This is Anita B saying buenos noches. All right. Let's see. I got this here. This is Woolworm. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What good are my arms?